Welcome to the Let's Talk Talent podcast with your host, Tyler Rossi. This is your one-stop shop for how to recruit, retain, and develop the right talent that will take your organization to the next level. Hear from some of the most sought-after talent acquisition experts as we discuss what it takes to attract and assemble the world's highest performing teams. So sit back, relax, maybe take some notes, and let's talk talent.
Thank you all for your patience as there's been a pretty big Let's Talk Talent drought. Just want to appreciate everybody for tuning in again. I know it's been a while since we put out episodes and really just wanted to take the time to explain why that is, what happened, and what we're going to do going forward to give you the best listening experience and try to put episodes out a little bit more consistently so you get maximum value here. So let's backtrack, right? We put out Let's Talk Talent. I want to say it was around September, October timeframe, fall of 2023. We had about 7 or 8 episodes that we pretty much lined up week by week, week by week. And then there was a little bit of a drought. So I want to explain why that came to be. And that was we had our daughter. We had our beautiful Norvina Lynn Rossi. She was born in September or in November, November 17th. And yeah, we had about 2 months of episodes consistently. And then there came Norvina, beautiful little girl, and definitely needed our full attention for those first few months. So took a little bit of a break, not just from the business, but especially from the podcast itself. Really to not only make sure that we knew what we're doing, give my wife the support that she needed, but also be there, be present in the moment, right? You can't really get these times back. And took some time. Also, you know, was dealing with some things as well. Business started picking up in January of 2024. And being a 360 recruiter, that is not easy. Juggling multiple clients, hundreds of candidates, and juggling that whole process. So one thing had to get to the back burner. Unfortunately, it was the podcast, but we are back right now. We're going to put out several episodes going forward, and I hope to do it a little bit more consistently. However, again, being a full-time dad, full-time business owner, solo operator, it is tough to do on a weekly consistent basis. So just bear with me. But as long as you're subscribed, as long as you're following the podcast, whether that's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of the other platforms, or our LinkedIn page as well, you'll always get instantaneous updates there and you'll always be notified of a new episode that drops. But yeah, just wanted to talk with you guys a little bit about that journey, right? So November 17th, our daughter was born, beautiful Norvina Lynn. And it really puts everything into perspective. It shows you why you do what you do. Nothing more fulfilling in life than seeing my wife give birth, go through that crazy experience and come out of it on top. And just the beautiful sight of seeing a life being born into this earth. And, you know, we go to work day in and day out. Some of us have 9 to 5. Some of us have 12-hour shifts. Some of us work all day and night for our dreams, right? And we always have to tie it back to something. And whatever that something is, whether it's a material item, whether it's family, whether it's doing something for loved ones or a monumental goal you have, we get up and we do this job because we have our own dreams. And recruiting is not easy, right? It is a full-time job, more than a 9 to 5 in most cases, especially when you're operating solo like myself. I mean, the work never stops, right? There's always more clients to get. There's always more candidates to be found. There's always something to be doing, but we do it for a reason. And that reason is to enjoy the things that we love and enjoy the people that we love and spend time with people and make experience and make memories, right? And that's what income and that's what work provides. And, you know, very pleased and thankful to have that. But, you know, going back into my business itself, you know, when I dove in full time, and this is just a lesson to recruiters out there in general, I was going at everything and anything, right? I knew sales was my specialty. That's what I've always known for my career. And we were going at, different industries, different geographies, different job titles. And it was tough. It was tough to garner business because the value really wasn't there. It wasn't articulated. And fast forward to January, fast forward to 2024, we did make a pretty big change at American Dream Search. And that Ameri and that change was to really focus on being hyper niched, being super focused in an industry where we could provide maximum value to both our clients and candidates. So I did make the decision to go all in on metal sales recruiting. So specifically the metals industry in America, targeting just the best of the best high performers, high performing salespeople in that industry. And that's what we're going all in on. And I will say, ever since I made that change, not only have I learned a lot, not only have I have been blessed to speak with really incredible candidates and some amazing companies, but it's really helped the business out tremendously. And that's why we've been so busy these last few months. We've had an influx of clients wanting to work with us. We have an influx of candidates looking to speak with us. And we've been busy getting people hired, getting great candidates placed, making some dream hires for some of the clients that we work with, and providing them a great experience. That's my big thing as far as being a headhunter and, running a company, is I always want my clients, whether it's the companies that I'm contracted to work for or it's the candidates that I'm getting placed, I want them to have the most incredible experience that they can have, right? We always know about a time we worked with a recruiter, whether that was good or bad, right? Maybe that person constantly gave us feedback, told us what we wanted to hear, or maybe something we didn't want to hear, but we needed to hear it. And they were always going to bat for us in our corner, right? That's the good experience that that's what you strive to be. There's also the recruiters out there that just don't do the job right, right? There's recruiters out there that ghost candidates, that ghost their clients, even in some cases, that don't do the proper homework on the role itself or on the candidate, and they are sloppy with their work. And that's not what I want to be. So, been doing my best to provide my candidates and my clients maximum value with every interaction. And it does take a little bit of time. So, unfortunately, the podcast did get a little bit on the back burner. It was tough to prospect for new guests, it was tough to invest the time to properly get the episodes out there and edit them. And I just want to say again, thank you to those of you tuning back in, giving us another shot, because I do know it can be a little bit rough to go through a lull when you're expecting, episodes on a weekly basis. But just going forward, here's how we're going to structure this, because I want to be open and transparent with you guys. Do appreciate you tuning in and subscribing and listening. And again, just want to make sure we set proper expectations and that you know what's to come. So we are going to be dropping some new episodes. There will be a few that come out in the next coming weeks. These episodes will feature guests all across the spectrum, but again, focusing on recruiters, talent acquisition folks, industry professionals that have a lot to say as far as how to hire the best talent out there, how to, assemble and attract these high performing teams. Also talking about it from a retention and a development perspective as well. But we will be dropping some new episodes with some fantastic guests, so stay tuned for that. We will try our best to do it on a weekly or bi-weekly cadence. Again, as the business gets busy, as being a full-time father and all these things, it's tough to allocate the time, but I will do my best to try to give you guys some type of content within a bi-weekly basis. So going forward, that's what we will strive to do. In addition, we're also going to make a couple changes to our formatting as well. So the guest appearances that you're used to, we will continue to do those. That's going to be our bread and butter, is extracting that information from some of these amazing guests. But I also do want to talk with you guys a little bit more one-on-one, just like we're doing now, right? We could even call it the one-on-one series, just to make some corporate pun there. But one-on-one would essentially be me talking to you guys, talking about maybe a topic that I feel strongly about as it relates to recruiting, to talent acquisition, and try to give you some value face to face, right? Or just man to man, however you want to call it. That'll be our one-on-one series. Also, might start a couple other things as well, whether that's highlighting certain jobs, highlighting certain candidates, certain companies even, maybe diving a little bit into the space that I play in, which is the metals industry. Would love to get some folks on there for you as well. So we'll be changing things up a little bit. Some episodes will have guests and be the standard routine. Others might be a one-on-one with me, and then we might throw in some unique aspects as well. But again, just wanted to take the time and give you this update. Appreciate everyone for tuning back in, subscribing to the podcast, supporting the show. It does mean a lot to me. And we will be back. So stay tuned every Tuesday going forward.
Thanks for listening to the Let's Talk Talent podcast. We hope you walked away with some actionable advice that you can implement in your organization to better recruit, retain, or develop talent. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a rating. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.